Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, August 22nd. After putting in a pretty good week following a very bearish USDA report, grains have started this week a little bit lower on the day. We traded steady to better overnight, but about 7:30 this morning, things took a turn southward. So taking a look at December corn, we're down 2¾ cents at 341. Funds were short 165,000 contracts of corn as of Tuesday. That was about 25,000 more than expected, so we will have to keep an eye on this. If corn continues its march higher from beginning last week, that could bring those shorts in to cover. Taking a look at wheat, December down 6½ at 438¼, with Kansas City December down 3¼ at 441½. Commitment of traders had funds short about 107,000 contracts of wheat. Looking at the soybeans, we've got November down 4¼ at $10.25. Funds are long about 100,000 contracts of beans, and also long about 50,000 contracts of soy oil. Soy has been rallying recently. That's on the back of a strong rally in palm oil on lower stocks from continued problems from last year's El Nino in Malaysia. USDA did announce a sale of 120,000 tons of beans to unknown this morning, so that demand continues. And the Pro Farmer Crop Tour begins today, so we will be getting daily updates to see if those large USDA numbers from August 12th will hold up against this crop survey. Weather in the Midwest is cooler. We've got adequate rains in the forecast over the next couple of weeks, so that should assist in the pod filling for the beans. And again, that will be competing against the continued demand from China and unknown locations. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 14 ticks at 94.63. Crude oil down now about $1.05 a barrel at 47.47. Dow Jones is down about 50 in pre-opening trade. And we've got gold trading down about $4 an ounce at $1,342 an ounce. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.